Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, and here I am across the street from the Jane Austen House in Bath, Somerset, United Kingdom. It's the house, well, not quite the house, it's a complete facsimile of the house she lived in from 1801 to 1806. The house she really lived in is slightly up the street, is now a dental clinic, but the dentist refuses to sell. All built by the same architect at the same time, so exactly the same floor plan. And there we have a chap, Mr. Bennett, one of her characters from Pride and Prejudice, speaking a West Country accent, which even upper class people did. He's a minor landowner. All right, so she lived here with her father, the Reverend Austen, her mother and her elder sister Cassandra, Jane Austen being the seventh out of eight children. And her father retired here, highly unusually at the time. People usually worked at the day they dropped back then, there being no pensions. So he lived into his 70s, a great age for the time. But he died in, I think it's called Greenstock Street, around the corner, closer to the River Avon. And he's not buried in this town. So then she and her mother and her sister were left in financially straitened circumstances, lived on in Bath for another 2 years. And then they went their separate ways. She went to live in Winchester towards the end of her life, where she died at the age of 42. Remember, it's the 250th anniversary of her birth was this week, a bit of a Jane Austen festival this September. I know that wasn't quite the anniversary of her birth, but when the weather was all right. So what else about Jane Austen? Best known for five novels: Persuasion, Northanger Abbey, Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice, and Emma. There was an unfinished novel, was it The Watsons, she left when she died. Only a couple of them published in her lifetime, and she died in obscurity and almost penniless. Moved to Winchester, her brother, an Anglican clergyman, like her father before him, helped move her there, found her accommodation, and she's buried in Winchester Cathedral, again, by the intercession of her brother. She had one brother who was rather disabled, all the others wed. So one of them was a clergyman, one was a Royal Naval officer, one of them was a quite successful banker. One of them inherited quite a lot of money from another relative's changed his surname in view of that. Her sister Cassandra also never married either. So then she was friends with a Miss Big Wither, and this woman had a brother 6 years younger than her, who Jane knew slightly and thought was a decent chap. And one time staying at their household, this Mr. Big Wither, one evening, out of nowhere, said, "Will you marry me?" And she was flummoxed by this proposal. And not knowing what else to say, she said, "Yes. Are you allowed to say no?" She never saw that one coming, never saw him as marriage material, and went to bed, was sharing a room with her sister, discussing it. Should she marry this chap? Could she withdraw her acceptance? But he was all right looking, he was a decent chap, and he had quite a lot of money. Was she making the perfect, the enemy, the good? Because if she didn't marry him, maybe she'd marry no one. She was 26 for those days, it was left on the shelf. Remember, lifespan was much shorter, people married much younger. Cohabitation was a real no-no. But the one thing is, if you married the wrong person, divorce was virtually impossible. But she changed her mind. She went down, wrote a letter next day, and told them her reasons, withdrawing her acceptance, and hurriedly left the house, never seeing him again, and it spoiled her friendship with her sister. I don't think the sister was in on the plot. So that was it. And he was 6 years younger than her, a bit unusual these days, highly unusual at the time. So she never married. And that's her. So one of the most celebrated novelists of the era for her sharp observation of manners, of her social stratum, of people who were middle class, but, you know, quite high social in the social scale, but quite low financially. Her father was a clergyman in Hampshire. Indeed, Jane was born and died in Hampshire. Lived in southern England her entire life, but although he was the highest status person in the village, apart from the local aristocrat, he didn't have that much money. He had to run the house as a little boarding school for boys, and indeed do a bit of farming just to make ends meet. Her father was an Oxford graduate, there being only two universities in England at the time, Cambridge and Oxford, and indeed he had gone to Brasenose. She went to visit and stayed in Brasenose and in St. John's at various times. It's a bit of a blue stocking. He had a big library, and he heartily encouraged his daughters to read as much as his sons, and they're rather more bookish than the boys. So that is Jane Austen. You can see people there in period costume acting out Jane Austen. See her bonnet, her dresses, her gloves, and such like sundry artifacts from Jane Austen. Sort of works I was too young to appreciate as a schoolboy, but have grown on me with time as I've matured. Here we are on Gay Street, G-A-Y. Yes, you heard that correctly. I mean, there is a theory that she was a lesbian. We obviously got no hard evidence of that. She had dated another chap, but obviously same-sex relations between women were hardly referred to, weren't illegal because the Bible doesn't mention them. It doesn't forbid them, it doesn't permit them, it simply omits them. Whereas male homosexuality was thoroughly punished, was punishable by death in those days, right up until 1861, and the Offences Against the Person Act, when it was reduced in severity. And around the corner, that's where John Wood the Younger lived, one of the architects who built Bath, as we know it. His father, John Wood the Elder, built the rest of it, so those father and son. But he died when Jane Austen was six, before Jane Austen ever came around here. So getting an idea of what it looks like, a magnificently well-preserved 18th century city. The house where her father died was destroyed by bombing in the Second World War. So anyway, it was the place to be seen. This is where the upper class came on holiday in the 18th century, taking the waters at the Roman baths, helping them with their gout, arthritis, and so forth. The natural hot springs and the chemical composition of the waters were good for them. Going to the theatre, parties, cricket matches, such like picnics, and it being mating season for the upper orders, they would try and be affianced. Before the summer was out, before Michaelmas, that's to say, I think it's 15th of September, get engaged, because people would have a whirlwind romance, would be dating for a few weeks, and then it was, you make up your mind up time, are we getting married or not? They didn't have time to mess around, okay? They wanted to get married, have a dozen children, because even amongst the upper class, infant mortality was high, because medicine was so basic, wasn't terribly hygienic. So is the River Avon bisects this town? They're coming here by horse-drawn wagon, seldom by boat, okay? And building it in this Bath stone, this honey-coloured, well, slightly greyish stone as well. It faintly is reminiscent of Edinburgh, which the new Edinburgh New Town, much of it was built at the same time. You noticed nothing is more than four stories high. It's before lifts, before steel girders. Plus, people didn't want to have to go up and down too many flights of stairs, carrying things, carrying buckets of water. They're not being running water in those days in most houses. And even though they could sell them, pump it to the top floor. Other things to bear in mind, what are people with bad legs, elderly people? There are no hip replacements back there. What about pregnancy? Women tended to have a lot more children back then. So carrying things up and down the stairs, you didn't want to do that. Okay, little alcoves over the door. So if you press the doorbell, you have to wait. You can wait out of the rain till someone comes down, possibly from the top floor, to open the door. It's usually one of the servants. On these fine squares, they'd be people with money. And remember, upper class family would have several servants. A middle class family would have at least one. But the upper class is well under 1% of the population. You know, the middle class is much smaller back those days. You know, maybe 20% of the population. Most people were working class or indeed poor. And life for them was grim indeed. Jane Austen always felt relatively poor because of her social class was not quite matched by her financial status. But she was still much better off than most people. She at least had an education. Remember, a lot of people didn't go to school at all in those days. The literacy rate when she was born was low, you know, might have been 65%. In some cases, that was literate to a very, very low level indeed. Having gone to a ragged school with, you know, 50 children writing on slates or something like that. All right, so that's enough about where Jane Austen used to live here in Bath. This is Queen Square, just down the hill from Gay Street where she lived. Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate at PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.